Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 23, 2023. What will prevent nuclear war? In the news, The Guardian, five of the world's most powerful nations have agreed that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought in a rare joint pledge to reduce the risk of such a conflict ever starting. The pledge was signed by the US, Russia, China, the UK and France. The five nuclear weapons states recognized by the 1968 Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, who are also the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. They are known as the P5 or the N5. "We affirm that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought," the statement said, echoing a joint declaration by Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev at a 1985 summit in Geneva. The five nuclear weapons powers also stated that the reduction of strategic risks, making sure global tensions never lead to nuclear conflict, was one of their foremost responsibilities. Question: trillions of dollars are spent on the arms race, and such sweet letters are swiftly signed. "We are against the arms race. We are for stopping it, whatever you want." What kind of papers are these? Answer: everything that is written and said is said only for the people and nothing more. The people will swallow it all and everything will move on. In principle, all this is done in order to stay in power, to keep stealing, plundering, controlling, and ruling. Almost everyone has one goal: "I want to stay in power. I need it, it is profitable, it is convenient. And after us, the deluge." Question: tell me please, do people want to hear it? Answer: yes they do. That is why they sell it to them. Question: at what point will it no longer be a sale, and we will really reach a place where, with pain in our hearts and with great desire, we will sign such a paper that we do not want, God forbid, some kind of nuclear war to take place? What would have to happen in the world? Answer: to do this, we need to correct people. So that the ones below understand that this cannot be without correcting everyone, right up to the very top. Question: and if a person understands this, what will happen? What will he demand? Answer: then he will demand universal education, new education, collective, loving, etc. Comment: I would like to believe that we will reach such a state. My response: yes. But not now and not with these declarations. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 6, 2022. Arena for developing a relationship with the Creator. The society in which we live egoistically dominates us. It sets all sorts of standards for us: dress like this, comb our hair like this, look like this, be tall and thin and not fat or short, and so on. This was created on purpose in order to better show our egoism. It turns out that a person exists in a variety of external negative influences. This state is called galut, exile, when our qualities of bestowal and love are in exile from the spiritual and under the power of egoistic values, assessments, and attitudes. Therefore, all our efforts should be aimed at replacing these egoistic social attitudes with spiritual ones, and I will look at the inner world of a person, not at his externality, and I will evaluate him by his thoughts, not by how pleasant and good it is for me. This is our constant work on ourselves. Here Kabbalah puts a person in very strict conditions where one must constantly engage in introspection and understand that a public egoistic machine is working on him by supplying him with its attitudes and egoistic standards every minute. You must do this, look at people in this way, evaluate them according to such and such criteria. And a person must constantly resist this. Then he will see in the society around him, in the egoistic machine that acts on him, the guiding hand of the Creator, which thus educates him and leads him to a state of absolute love for all. In this case, the world becomes the arena, the place where we unite with the Creator in our mutual love for him. In fact, this world disappears. It does not exist. It is like a place where we simply connect, the Creator and I. It is revealed to me that the whole world was created just for this. All this trumpery, lots of people and everything that happens to them, their influence on me and my influence on them are needed only to work out my relationship with the Creator. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. To Hate, But Also to Love, July 29, 2012. The meal is a hint of spiritual actions. Comment: on holidays like Passover and Sukkot, everything revolves around a meal. My response: meals come from spiritual roots and embody receiving the upper light for the sake of enjoyment. A meal is not just a feast where you drink and eat. The fact is that all holidays have their own symbols and there are various customs around them. But in general, they express the consequence of spiritual actions and are absolutely clearly constructed in accordance with them. There is nothing in them that we are used to, "Now let's go, sit down and eat." For example, everything that is served on the table in the New Year, Rosh Hashanah carrots, a fish head, a pomegranate, and so on, are hints of spiritual actions or phenomena. Nourishment means receiving the highest light and abundance, not just the food that the body needs. After all, we mean the spiritual body, not our physical body. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Food is the meaning of life, September 27, 2012. When an enemy turns into a friend. Question: how does a person use envy correctly without trying to extinguish it in oneself? Answer: there is no need to extinguish anything, not even the most negative thoughts and motives. All of this is corrected by the light, not you, so there is nothing to suppress in yourself. On the contrary, when all sorts of negative qualities manifest themselves, it means that now you need upper light that will correct you a little. That is all. Meaning, you have a need for light, and without negative feelings it would not exist. Question: let us say a person has a need for light, but it does not take away his desire to stab someone. Or is it somehow transformed? Answer: it is transformed. It is like you are cutting the intention, but the desire remains. If you have a desire to slaughter people, then go to the slaughterhouse and work there as a slaughterer of cattle. And the transformation takes place in intentions. My intention to cause someone some kind of injury turns into the opposite. I correct it with the help of the upper light to the opposite, and my enemy becomes my most beloved friend, no matter how incredible it seems now. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to Use Envy Correctly, September 8, 2012. Conceal the Creator from yourself voluntarily. It is not easy to climb the spiritual degrees by faith above reason, because the picture that appears before you is absolutely clear and understandable to you. This is the hostile action of egoism that reveals the future to you as the present, and you must neglect what you see as if it does not exist. The revelation of the Creator unfolds all possibilities before you, not just a temporary scan, and makes the future like the present, because there is no future, present, and past. The surrounding light is the future. The light emanating from Patsuf Nekudim is the past. The inner light, Opinimi, that fills the Patsuf is the present. When a person has all this converging into one, he does not take it into account. He has a screen to disassemble everything into parts and make a temporary setup himself, to go through all these states with his own efforts. In other words, the Creator reveals himself and everything becomes absolutely clear, but a person voluntarily conceals the Creator from himself. That is, all the energy, information, action, and plan, in order to create a picture out of the darkness by himself and combine it into one mosaic, because in this way he learns the inner meaning of the Creator and this will give the Creator pleasure. That is what he is interested in. So Kabbalists have a slightly different approach compared to psychics. We disagree with them because first we need a screen to turn our world into a world of infinity in all respects with infinite knowledge, attainment, movement, or whatever. The screen is necessary for one to own, like the Creator, who took all the power of the universe, and not our little world that occupies one dark point, and to use this power as he sees fit based on his elevation. Opportunities should not exceed knowledge, otherwise you see what an atomic bomb in the hands of savages can lead to. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Kabbalists vs. Psychics, July 14, 2012. Signs of Spiritual Roots. The Aries book Gate of Intentions, which in fact means their roots, describes spiritual actions that are behind physical actions. From this, it becomes clear why a person is arranged in such a way that he must eat certain food. Precisely a certain one, that is, to not eat the meat of animals that swallow food, but only of ruminants that regurgitate food and swallow, regurgitate and swallow. Such a closed cycle of digestion symbolizes feedback. The cloven hooves represent the passer that separates the right and left lines. Of great importance is how to cook food, and why it should be kosher. Kosher means usable. The separation of meat from dairy is the right and left lines. The 6 hours break between eating them is Hagutnahi, 6 sephirot of zir and pin that separate it from Malkhut. And so on. All this is in imitation of the upper spiritual sources that have descended into our world and built their corporeal counterparts in it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Food is the Meaning of Life, September 27, 2012. Michael Lehtman, on Quora, is the world really controlled by just a few families? Indeed. We live within a power hierarchy where only a few dozen families control the world and do whatever they wish for themselves. It seems as if they have limitless abilities with their power, as they limit humanity from obtaining true information, acquiring certain medication, normal food and cheaper energy that we could have long used instead of oil. They act based on their egoistic pursuits and position. We are powerless to create any different kind of order in our world unless we rise to a degree of connection where we start feeling the positive forces dwelling in nature, which are currently concealed from us. We will then exit this power structure we find ourselves in. These few families cannot stand in the way of nature's governance and limit our world in its positive form of development. The wisdom of Kabbalah calls these people in power angels. The Kabbalistic meaning of angels is completely different to the way most people think about that word. Angels means certain forces that are under the complete control of the upper force, and these ones in question function as a shadow of our flaws. If we positively connect in a way that adapts us to the positive forces of nature, forces of love, bestowal and connection, we neutralize negative forms of control over us. For the time being, however, while we remain detached in our egoistic connections, each one pulling their own way, then it is as if we sustain those few families' power. In other words, we ourselves are their power source, and we create the conditions for their existence. Therefore, our progress to a harmonious and peaceful future depends on our transformation to positively connect. When we do so, we will feel the powers over us, operating out of absolute love and care. An attitude that will grant everyone access to the most powerful, boundless and perfect form of fulfillment. Based on Cab TV's I Got a Call. Kabbalists vs. Psychics with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lehtman on July 14, 2012. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lehtman.